AM Live, Vance Rogers coming at you live from Corbett, Oregon, and Elaine Connolly. Elaine, do you claim Cleveland as your home or the suburb that you live in?
I basically claim Cleveland, Vance, you know, because I look at the world globally now that I'm in Macon. But I do live in the southwestern suburb of Cleveland, probably about 17 miles from the center of Cleveland.
Okay. Our daughter Addie always tells people when we're traveling that we're from Corbett. And I said, hey, kiddo, why don't you start by saying Oregon, especially when we're overseas. And that, you know, then we just say U.S. because it's easier for people to recognize. And you have been in Neakin now for coming up on 2 decades, correct?
Correct. In fact, I just passed my 20th anniversary in April this year.
Okay. And Neakin. For a lot of folks in the United States, anyways, we switch careers every 4.5 years. That's the average. And so 2 decades is a big deal. I want to jump right on into things. And if you don't mind, as several of us got to hear a few days ago, you know, if you and I were talking and I just simply asked the question, well, Elaine, tell me a little more about yourself. What do you do?
Well, basically, I'm a registered nurse. I have an integrative health and energy balancing practice, you know, here in Cleveland. I work with adults, children, and pets. And I got connected to Neakin 20 years ago because I was looking for a business to do from home. And within 2 years, I had a lot of health challenges, former chief nursing officer. And within 2 years, living in a Neakin wellness home, every single one of my issues went away. And I used the Neakin wellness home as a foundation in my nursing practice.
And we know today. Oh, no, go ahead.
So how's that, Vance? Is that okay?
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. I was going to say that and say, and we know today that health care or sick care or wellness, whatever we want to look at it, it's front and center. And I heard on the news this morning, NPR, I only give Satan 4 minutes of my day, 4.5 sometimes, and I say that literally because most of what's on the news is pretty negative, and I know where the source of all that comes from. It's definitely not from the creator of all things, which creates life. The opposite is death. But my point is this. I heard this morning that, you know, we can get excited about health care or sick care once again with the global issues at hand because we've got a magic pill, a magic formula to lessen the length of time for recovery for what everybody is focused on right now. And I thought to myself, now, wait a second. I know my friend Elaine. She's been, you know, for almost 2 decades now, even though working in the healthcare, she has a better way to go. So if you don't mind, compare and contrast what we now see the U.S. government saying, I mean, as of today, May the 2nd, compared to what you and I both know that might be a better way, just might be a better way.
Well, basically, you know, the other thing I heard this morning, you know, when I turned the TV on and then I listened and changed the channel, is that basically society has done a very, very good job instilling fear in people to the point where now nobody, when they are opening up things, nobody wants to go back to work because of it. So, you know, they're created another problem. When, you know, the approach, you know, the more helpful approach, from my opinion, and from an integrative point of view, is to use the natural qualities of your body to begin with. I mean, our body was built, you know, as a magnificent healing machine. And do those healthful things, you know, to keep all your body systems going and on a routine basis. And so it's the nutrients, it's what the environment we're living in, the nutrients we're putting in our body, the water we're drinking, you know, that can make a huge difference. I tell my clients that, you know, disease is difficult and complicated, but wellness is simple and easy. And we've been conditioned in the U.S. that if something is good or works well, you know, that's got to be complicated, it's got to be difficult. And the approach that I was trained in you know, in Western science is you try this, see what happens. You try that, see what happens. Versus the contrast of putting your body into a human greenhouse, you know, because your body's very complex. So doing one thing at a time is not going to get you very far very fast. And most people don't realize that, you know, the imbalances, whatever they're dealing with, just didn't happen overnight. It can be a compilation of starting, you know, 10 or 20 years ago, and your body's been battling for that amount of time to stay in balance, and then all of a sudden it totally tips over and it starts talking to you, you know, with different aches and discomforts or, you know, those signs and symptoms, issues. So from the perspective of what a majority of people are doing in the world, the comprehensive approach, all right, is, from my opinion, the more healthful, you know, plus it makes more logical sense than to throw a drug at something. Why not get to the core reason why the imbalance happened to begin with?
Well, and I think every person at some point, unless they've been given a God-given perfect body, we're always going to have issues that are going to come. You know, you and I have both suffered some pretty catastrophic issues. Well, mine's probably not as bad as yours, but as time progresses, you face things. It's just part of living. And I know from the years and the conversations that we've been able to have that this is a better way. I don't know if we could arrogantly say this is the best way. But Benjamin Franklin said, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if we can have a common sense conversation, or as I like to say, a common sense COVID conversation, that, hey, rather than, as you mentioned, you know, running around in fear and trying some crazy system not to get it, why don't we build up the body? We don't do that with automobiles. We don't do that with our homes. We just basically say, well, if we, you know, want our home to be protected, we need a good roof, we need some good siding, we need some thermal pane windows. We take proactive measures rather than having no windows and letting the weather come in. And it's the same thing, in my opinion. We have to take the measures.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And, you know, so I look at things from the perspective of, and this is pretty sad, but in 2020, in some cases, we take better care of our cars than we do our bodies. And we take better care of our house and our lawn and everything else. And so the viewpoint of staying healthy and the thoughts and how to do that has not kept pace, you know, with the evolution of technology. Because with the evolution of technology, our world has become more problematic. We were not built to live in a wireless society. You know, all of that really displaces the health within our body. And so putting energy into your body helps your body basically perform better because you're adding extra energy on a consistent basis so that hopefully, and the bottom line is your body will be less affected by what the world is that's surrounding you right now.
And you say that, and I know one of the things that you've taught me is that if you're, you know, take the ordinary Niken MagFlex. We typically wear it in our lower back because it's, I think it's like 80% of Americans deal with some sort of back issue. I met a gal this week. I saw her again yesterday, real briefly, who had surgery 3 years ago and is still dealing with some chronic issues. And I showed her mine and said, you know, this is what I've been doing for, you know, almost three decades now. And I call it a $60 back solution. I told her, I said, I'm not making a claim. I can just tell you my story of injuring it and, you know, sort of. But when it comes to energy, there's both positive and negative. And we don't build our houses, we don't build our homes under high voltage power lines. It's probably not a good idea to go out if you live in a rural area like we are and have a power transformer on your property where the power comes in. It's probably not a good idea to go out and sit on that, you know, and take, you know, long times. That's not the energy you're talking about. You're talking about utilizing simple things that are extracted from the earth, as you talked about the wellness home concept, that green, did you use the word greenhouse or cocoon or?
A human greenhouse.
Human greenhouse,
maybe.
That was it.
Yeah, I look at my Nikan Wellness Home as a human greenhouse. You know, when you have a plant that's not doing well, you know, you look at the environment, you look at the water, you look at the food, you look at the soil. And by using the Nikan technologies, you know, with the better water and the air and the sleep and the whole food nutrition and, you know, the hair and skincare, you know, that doesn't have all the junk in it, you know, I'm taking steps to create my own human greenhouse. In fact, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, one of my friends, you know, referred to what's going on nowadays as house arrest. And after I got off the phone with her, I was sitting there thinking, you know, there's certain times during all these days where I'm enjoying the silence. All right. I'm enjoying the atmosphere within my home. And it's because it's a wellness home. I have what I need in here, you know, to number one, feel better, be more relaxed. I, in a lot of respects related to my Nikan business and my nursing practice, I'm busier now than I was when I was going to my office every day. So from that perspective, my home, from my viewpoint, you know, is my human greenhouse.
And that's the beautiful thing is if we're going to spend most of our time at our home, why don't we change that environment? And we can. I was thinking about that this morning when got a cousin who is going to stop by today, and my wife's never met him because he lives several hours away, and I'm looking at what's in the living room and how messy or how clean it is because it's well used. There's six of us in our home who have been pretty much quarantined. And I'm going, you know, I'm going to leave my Kinko ground right there in front of that sitting chair because that's where I use it. That's where most of the family uses it. We kick our shoes off. We could go outside, and I've done that several times since the weather's getting warmer. But this little sanctuary that we've created, and my oldest daughter asked me the other day. She said, "Daddy, when you put our auto ship order in, can you make sure that you put the face cleanser because that's the only one that works for my skin?" I said, "Oh, absolutely, kiddo, absolutely, because I've got to order some other stuff." And you mentioned nutrients, Nikan nutrients. We were reintroduced yesterday to the fourth, there is four if you go back and count them. The fourth variation of a basic fundamental building block, and we heard a few weeks ago how Carol Noble was purposefully, what was the term she used? I'm trying to remember. Presumably positive for being bit by the love bug, and was able to at home recover in a record amount of time. And we're not making any medical claims for her, but it's a great narrative to what happens when life throws you a curveball. And one of those key building blocks was Nikan's Kenzen Vital Balance. The third generation formula, or the third, you know, developed version of it. And just yesterday we were introduced to the fourth. I've already ordered mine. I can't wait for it to arrive. I know how, and I'll re-quote what Dr. Gary Lindner said, and I'm going to misquote it a little bit. But he said there are so many new changes to this formulation that it really is a whole new product, something along those lines. And I thought, that's a really good perspective. But in your perspective or in your opinion, Elaine, talk about how that something like Kenzen Vital Balance, because so often we think, oh, that's a meal replacement. That's for people who want to maintain better weight or lose weight or drop weight. That's really what that is. From your perspective,
well,
why is that so fundamental?
Yeah, from growing up, you know, we were, and still now, you know, people still talk about breakfast being the most important meal of the day. And it truly is because your body actually works hardest at night, not during the day. That's the time where, you know, your body's using the water and the nutrition that you put in it for the previous 24 hours to rebalance all your organs and glands. And part of the problem is we're not getting the 7 to 8 hours that we need every night. And then the second problem is we're not going to bed hydrated. And so when your body has worked all night and you get up in the morning, it's looking for good calories. And it's not looking for sugar-coated cereal or granola. It's looking for protein. And so the Kenzen Bio Balance, just the general overall comment about, you know, the launch yesterday, just about the time you think you've seen everything with Nikon, you know, and I've been with them for 20 years, I was absolutely blown out of the water again, you know, at the supplements that they launched yesterday. And the Kenzen Vital Balance being one of them, I knew it was a good formula before, all right? Well, this is like the Cadillac now. And that's because it's not from animal protein, it's from pea protein. It also has increased probiotic activity, increased protein content, increased vitamins and minerals. They've added biofolate, you know, which is a nutrient that helps produce neurotransmitters. People are struggling with stress nowadays, and all that brain fog out there, inability to logically process thoughts and remember things. And the biofolate is known in the nutrition industry as food for action and food for thought. So the Nikon Vital Balance helps you burn fat, manage your weight, build muscle, boost metabolism, promote healthy brain function, and eliminate toxins in the body. Now, it's only going to be coming in vanilla formula. However, if you're sold on chocolate, you can add your own cocoa, your organic cocoa. Personally, when I use the Vital Balance, and I've been out of it like most people, until now, I ordered everything related to the launch. I add cinnamon to mine, and other people will add other things. But basically, it's sweetened with zero-calorie organic monk fruit. And you won't find this monk fruit sweetener in most products because it's extremely expensive. But what I've learned about Nikon is Nikon, you know, goes the extra mile. If it's going to do something, it's going to research it well, because that's what their job is, and then they're going to come out, you know, with the best formulation. And organic stevia, you know, more and more research is coming out about the fact that it helps balance blood sugar. So for all of those clients that I have relative to weight issues, you know, or need help with their balancing their blood sugar, you know, this is going to be, you know, again, another supplement, you know, that is an option for them. And the medium chain triglycerides that was in the previous formulation and is still there, you know, is your brain food to support, you know, your sharp mind to assist in burning that fat and boosting metabolism and regulating your appetite. So you're going to fulfill the need every single morning that your body has for recovery from balancing your body overnight.
And, you know, one of the things, Elaine, too, that I think I knew this, but I never really thought about it from the perspective of the way that Dr. Lindner presented it, is that when you're using organic sugars like that, it's, and I really, really encourage everyone, if you don't have Amazon Prime, that's where I found it. I'm sure you can probably check it out from your local library. Watch the documentary called That Sugar Film. And it will completely blow your mind. I really had no idea. Maybe I did, but the perspective of, you know, inflammation that occurs in the body, inflammation that naturally occurs when we put things in or we're a little off balance, that's where all kinds of the yucky stuff thrives. And when you take a formulation like this one and you're utilizing organic sugars, they won't inflame the body. They won't produce that environment where the bad stuff can thrive. It's exactly the opposite. It's like from my perspective as a first responder, as a firefighter, we see this all the time, that if you can get the right balance of foam You take ordinary water and you put foam in it, and it's basically soap, not palm olive or Dawn, but it's soap, and it works better to put out the flame because it pulls the oxygen out of it. And that's what can occur in the human body. That's the analogy that I thought of when I heard Dr. Leonard talk about that. You're taking away, you're still making it sweet, but you're using something that's organically in nature rather than a processed sugar or some of these others that we see in all these ingredients. And to me, I just thought, well, that's even that's more better, or that's more bigger. And I know I'm using improper English here, but I got excited about it because I thought that's exactly what our bodies need. Why, in your opinion, you hit on this too, Elaine, why is it so important to use plant-based proteins instead of dairy-based proteins?
Well, before I comment on that, mention the name of that film again for people, Ben.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's called That Sugar Film. And it comes out of Australia. I think it's about 5 years ago. And it's a gentleman that he decided, hey, I'm going to piggyback on what Morgan Spurlock did in the very popular movie Supersize, which Morgan took the 30-day challenge of eating nothing but McDonald's, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if they offered to supersize it for him, he said, absolutely. And it was catastrophic on his physical body. Well, just like that, in That Sugar Film, this gentleman took a 60-day challenge. Nobody put this on him, but for 60 days he consumed every single day 40 grams of sugar. And you can read labels really quick and find out what that would be like. But what he did, he automatically decided, hey, I'm not going to eat cookies, ice cream, candy, the normal things. I'm going to choose foods that we think are good for us, but have added processed sugars. And some even say, well, that's a natural sugar. Well, there again, it's processed. The difference between organic stevia or organic monk fruit, these are things that are really natural, but they're organic. And it's absolutely ginormous when it comes to getting, and you can see, Dave Balzer said this years ago, it's backed up by all the research that Neekin did, that you can see a difference in 2 to 3 days when you take something like the Kinzen Vital Balance. And in that short amount of time, we're talking like 48 to 72 hours, that the switches in the brain and in the body start flipping, and those addictions that we may or may not have had or even realized, all of a sudden they're just gone. So, but I want you to address the dairy protein.
Well, the problem, you know, is that, you know, our world has evolved, all right, and I'm going to go in the back door here. And by that I mean I have grandparents that lived to be in their 90s, you know, they smoked, they ate red meat, you know, they did all of those things that don't serve us well now in this generation. And bottom line is it's because of the world that we're living in. And I believe that, you know, we change our genetic makeup changes very, very slowly, like Dr. Gary has said right along. But the bottom line is our bodies have been tainted, if you will, with all the preservatives that are in the food now. You know, Americans have wanted things quick and easy, so there's a lot of preservatives. And when you're eating animal protein, the processing of that animal protein, you know, you've got antibiotics and chemicals on non-organic meat. And then once you get it in your body, it is going to create an acidic environment. And no water or insufficient water on a daily basis, your liver is going to struggle. And so from the perspective of the imbalance created, we were not built, I don't believe, and this is my just practitioner opinion, that we were built to exist on dairy milk. To me, we have been conditioned by marketing in the United States. We've been conditioned by putting addictive substances into our foods that we crave more. And the more imbalance you have in your body, the hungrier you're going to feel, because your body's going to hang on to every single calorie that you're putting in it. I can't tell you how many people come into my office and they say, you know, I only eat one meal a day and I keep on gaining all this weight. Well, that's because your body is in such a state of imbalance. It doesn't have a routine. It's seeking that good caloric value in the morning of good, healthy protein. However, you know, you're not giving it to your body, and you're going to have that inflammation. So, you know, everybody, including me, periodically loves a good organic steak. All right. Once in a while is not bad. You know, on a daily basis, you know, your body's going to, you're going to struggle with keeping your body from talking to you adversely. So the choice of pea protein here is phenomenal. I was just ecstatic as I'm listening, you know, to this launch. And the other thing, you know, with the Vital Balance that I'm still very impressed with is it still has that full serving of digestive enzymes. And in this day and age, a good majority of people in the United States have stomach issues. And so when you start out the morning and you're feeding the good digestive enzymes in, along with all of the positive benefits of the total Vital Balance blend, it, to me, that's just absolutely phenomenal. It does have a note on there that it is tree nuts with coconut, you know, for people that are sensitive to nuts. But the majority of the population is going to really benefit, you know, from the Vital Balance. And the other beauty of this is that it's for all ages. So there's a lot of reasons why, you know, as a child, you would want to be exposed to, you know, the Vital Balance shake as a means of getting all the nutrients you need. The MCTs would be huge, you know, the medium chain triglycerides, that brain food, and then helping to keep that body lean and trim. We have such an obesity crisis with our children nowadays here because of the food chain and a lot of other reasons. The Vital Balance, you know, is one approach, you know, that would be very helpful, you know, for those families that are looking for a solution along that line.
And you mentioned the marketing, and this is one thing that I know with our youngest. She's 10, and it's obviously been modified the last, let's say, 40, 45 days when we've been home, because she's not getting inundated with the marketing that comes through the public school system. And having conversations with her when I say, you know, well, hey, what'd you eat for breakfast, or what are you going to eat for breakfast, kiddo? I can make you shake. No, I already ate yogurt. And I'm going, great. Because the sugar content, and I'm saying great sarcastically. But another thing that's in it that we, neither you and I mentioned, or maybe you did, but there's a fantastic 16-minute documentary that the Discovery Channel did called the Marunga or Marungai. You can pronounce it however you want to. It's irrelevant. But Moringa. Documentary, and you can find it on YouTube. I'm literally looking at it right now. I watched it the other night, was thoroughly impressed. Brody Craney has done some phenomenal education on this. These videos are available on YouTube. But if you want a 16-minute documentary, 16 minutes, that's all it'll take you, and you'll be an expert on this ingredient that Nikan has put in the shake. And I love the way that this, I don't know if she's Filipino or Hawaiian, but this gal for 20-plus years, this has been her main business, to harvest and take this to market. But Marunga documentary, The Miracle Tree, and we don't, Anikin, we don't make any medical claims. We don't make any miracle claims. However, we do point people to the research, and that's what Nikan has taught me how to do as a research and development company. But Marunga documentary, Moringa, and it's there for your, you know, watch it, share it, pass it on to people, and then say, hey, this is what Nikan has. And again, Elaine, you and I have thrown around the word organic. Can you They, and there's one other comment I want to throw in that David Jones just texted to me, is that one of the main big differences between animal-based protein and plant-based protein is with animal-based protein, it raises the cholesterol, whereas plant-based protein doesn't.
Yeah, good
I
point.
I mean, that's good news point. In itself.
Yeah, the thing is that nowadays, nowadays when I first started, you know, with Meekin, people always wanted to see the studies, you know, and where's the proof and that type of thing. Well, nowadays, you know, I don't provide anything for clients except, you know, the fact sheets. And then we can send people to the internet, Google and YouTube. If you want to know anything in your life, you know, just go and how to do something or find something, just do that. Because rather than scrambling to provide this research to people, you really don't know exactly what they're looking for. And so you could be sending research upon research when they're the only ones that are going to know when they're satisfied with the facts that they need. So what I explain to people is, you know, this is a fact sheet as it is. You know, do your Google, do your YouTube, and you'll find the solution, I mean, your answers of exactly what you're looking for when you see it.
Yeah, and we have to be willing to do it. It's just like anything else. If I want to learn how to do something, that we can train ourselves really quick. And I love the fact that these documentaries are out there because they're fascinating. And instead of just, you know, idle time, and I'm just as guilty. I've discovered the word binging and what it means. And but it's so much more fun and just liberating to say, oh, I don't have to deal with that. And again, going back to something that was at the start of the conversation, that word fear, well, we can dispel that really quick by just, you know, taking a few bits of information and say, oh, yeah, our family doesn't deal with that. And that's the way I look at it, is that we don't have to deal with a lot of things because we don't live in fear. And and I'm not going to get political on whether to do it or whether or not to do it, but hiding behind a mask, I'd rather build up this temple. I'd rather build up this fortress with really good stuff, not just nutrients, but all the other factors, because I don't know. Elaine, you know, when you worked as a nurse, you knew kind of your schedule of when you were going to be going in as a volunteer firefighter. I don't know when the page is going to go off. And so I have to maintain. It's mandatory. And I love the fact that Meekin has allowed me to do that. There, the other side of this whole thing, and you talked about this in the way, when I asked you the question, what do you do? The flip side of it, you know, Meekin's motto is discover it, live it, share it. We've been given an opportunity to discover something, live it. We use the products, you know, to thine own self. We take care of our own body, and then we share it with other people, just like a good restaurant or a good movie. And these are two things today. 21 million Americans are somehow connected with the restaurant industry, and their jobs, their paycheck from day to day, week to week, has been completely altered. I heard that statistic last week, and I thought, wow. And here's an opportunity to do a gig in this thing called the gig economy. How have you been able to utilize the share it aspect of Meekin?
Well, basically, you know, from my home and by Zoom, I've revisited, you know, most of my registered customers. I've talked to all of my distributors in my business group. And it's basically a call that says, hi, how are you? We haven't talked for a while. Is this a good time to talk? And then we just converse as to how they're doing. Because I'm sincerely calling them to see how I can be of service. And that's basically what I say. You know, we'll get through the, you know, yeah, the kids are fine. It's difficult to do this, yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, we'll talk about, well, you know, how can I best serve you? All right. You know, either from my nursing practice perspective, or do you have questions about any of the Meekin products? You know, any any desires, and keep people up to date that may not, you know, do what I do, you know, on a consistent basis with, you know, the business calls and Zooms, you know, et cetera. And then I watch what's coming through in my mail. There's businesses out there, you know, like you mentioned, that are closed. And so I'll give them a call and introduce myself because I'm in the neighborhood. And I'd like to get to know more about your business. You know, I'd like to have referral sources for my clients when they come in and they need this or they need that. And so tell me a little bit more about what you do, and I'll let you know what I do, and we can begin to cross-refer to each other. And then I also have, you know, a whole list of people that initially turned me down for information. And times have changed a lot, and I'll give those people a call. So I'm on the phone, you know, but as a result of that, I'm reaching out to my community. I'm sharing it. I believe I'm making a difference in providing that information. And that's basically what our job is. You know, we, as Dennis Williams would say, we have a gift. And part of our responsibility and obligation is to share it and just be of service to our fellow men in our community. So I volunteer in two prisons. The prisons are shut down now. But I am staying in contact, you know, with the individuals at the prison that are part of the staff, you know, by email, and sharing supportive information. They're asking me questions. I'm responding in kind. It's a matter of staying connected, you know, and getting out of your own head. We could spend every single day, you know, rolling over and over in our brain, why, when the why question, you know, will keep you in a state of fear, in a state of anxiety, and wondering about the future. And it's a lot happier. I'm a happier person because I'm looking at the world, I believe, as God wants me to look at it, and it's a world of abundance. I think we have adverse things happen. We're going to have challenges. But I remind myself all the time that when situations happen, the situation is neither positive or negative until I put my spin on it. So I'm looking for the best in situations, with people, with the challenges, and also with the adversities. And that's part of keeping that vital balance on a daily basis to, so that you can logically look at the world around you and know that you have it within your brain power to change not only yourself, but, you know, your environment.
You know, Elaine, and I keep thinking that, you know, that share it. It's so different than what conventional marketing, conventional, even network marketing or multi-level marketing. Nikken number one is a Japanese research and development company. And when people say, oh, is this like Amway or is that like something? And I'm like, well, no, it's Japanese. I mean, that's like saying a Ford is the same as a Toyota. Yeah, they're both automobiles. They both have a steering wheel and four wheels, but they're totally different because the Japanese spin on things is really spend the time researching and developing and find out what customers are wanting, find out what they're looking for. And you see this time and time again in so many things. So, I'll go full circle right back to the beginning. If you really want wellness, I would never arrogantly say, you know, Nikken is the only way. No. It's one of many ways, but man, they've done all the hard work for us, and we get to enjoy it. And Elaine, I so value your take on that, because there's no such thing as a glass half full or half empty. It's always 100% full. It's how we choose. And go ahead.
Yeah, and so the other point is, you know, Luis, our president, you know, has continually mentioned the word global community. And what that means basically is, you know, how are we connecting ourselves to the people that we live with in our neighborhood, you know, in our city? We're looking for people that have a need, want, or desire for what Nikken has to offer them. And so it's our job, you know, to ask the right questions and not only hear, but listen, you know, to the people that we're interacting with. Because when you have an intention of having a conversation with someone, and the person sitting across from you or on the other end of the phone is your prime subject, all right, and not your agenda personally, it's amazing what will come out, and people will actually, with proper questioning and inquiry in a friendly manner, let you know what's imbalanced in their life. And then it's up to us to see if NECAN is part of a solution for them. If they say, yes, I want to know more, then get them into an information process and then take them through that information process and then ask for a decision. And nowadays, our business is to hook people up as registered customers. The majority of people that get connected to NECAN do so because of the products. I was in that other minor 10% because I was looking for a business just right out of the gate. But most people join NECAN for the products. Once they see the power of the products, then they learn about the company. They learn about what NECAN can be for them. And then we go back to the philosophy of the five pillars of wellness. We go back to the whole philosophy of humans being more. And I look at it as people realizing that when they start feeling better with the products, you know, then they start looking and thinking that as a human being they can be more, and they want to further explore it, you know, with the company, you know, and maybe become a consultant, you know, for whatever reason. But we work with people where they stand. Where are they, you know, in their evolution of wellness? Because to me, that's what it is. You know, you're working, and I'm continuously working on that wellness every single day, even after 20 years, and it's never ending.
And that's the fun thing about it, Elaine, is you keep mentioning, and we know this in NECAN, the five pillars of wellness. And we used to call it the five pillars of health, but health has a really bad connotation. And, you know, under Luis's leadership, our global president, let's modify that. Let's just alter it. It's like me trying to explain to a 10-year-old, and she's, man, she's so, such a great leader, and that's so stubborn at the same time. She says, whatever, Daddy, when I keep telling her, because she'll say, Daddy, where are you working today? What are you doing with Uncle Spence today? Or if I'm sitting down to do an appointment and I keep explaining to her, I don't work. I play. I get to discover it, live it, share it. And Elaine, you're the epitome of that. And I really, really, really appreciate that. And on that note, Elaine, you're one of the people that I've already asked to come back next Saturday and a few others to discover it, live it, share it. Several of us have already ordered, and I don't want to get so tunnel visioned on one product, because my dear friend David Jones has taught me, and he'll be with us in 2 weeks for a Q&A session on how to really take care of this temple as a coming from the physical trainer background, but utilizing a just one product, but utilizing it in the whole great big scheme of things. But we have to eat. So utilizing something like the Kenzen Vital Balance, this formulation, several of us have already ordered it. Ours should arrive either Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely elated to compare and contrast to what we had to what we're now getting, to be able to say to people, hey, this is a really easy solution. And it's not about the weight loss or weight maintenance. That's a byproduct of it. The fun part is giving your brain what it needs so it can actually function. And so next Saturday, we're going to talk about that and just let, you know, different people share their results. And we've got people who have dropped over 100 pounds utilizing the Kenzen Vital Balance. We've got people like myself that not near as much. But I can tell you, I really get excited when 4 to 5 days a week I get to play on roofs with my brother and my nephews. And I'm able to outpace them. Or what about when things are really get intense, Elaine, when you have to do something that's more severe, like in any occupation, or in my, say, you say, talk about volunteering and going into prisons. I volunteer to do a variety of things in our community. And when you really need your body to function, how much better is it to really know that you started the day with something that's going to allow it. So next Saturday, that's what we're going to be focusing in on, is how great is this? And there are Zoom calls. There are lots of information out there. And don't take my challenge. You listen to what Elaine's just shared. Go find the information, because you will discover it, live it, and then be able to share it with other folks.
One other minor point. With the Kins and Vital Balance, I've had people say to me when they listen to the meal replacement mix, you know, they say, well, I feel like I'm at my ideal weight. I say, good. This formulation is for people that need to be fit and trim like you are. You can use this for maintenance, all right? So because it says meal replacement mix, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to take weight off of you if you are where you need to be.
Does that make sense? Oh, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, but some people will question that, you know, as to, you know, they're into shakes because they know they're healthy. But they say, you know, well, I don't need to take off weight. Well, that's not the intention of this, all right? Whether if it is for people who want to take off weight, but if you want to stay at the weight that you are right now and you feel that it's ideal, it's going to help you maintain that. You're already doing a shake that has thus and thus and thus and thus ingredients in it, which I know you're not too happy with. Take a look at this, because this is going to be a more nutritious, cleaner formulation for you.
Absolutely. Elaine Connolly has been our guest this morning, registered nurse and Niken consultant extraordinaire. I know I'm mispronouncing that. So, Elaine, thank you. Thank you so much. And we never even mentioned the ICANN Attitude course that you and I get to be part of, and that's an ongoing development course. We have to be developing, and all of that information, the recording of this conversation, is on SaturdayAMLive.com. Go right to the 2020 recordings tab. That's the easiest way to get what's current. And the past few months, conversations like this have been, for me, have been really helpful. And I've actually gone in and re-listened to some of them, because they're just phenomenal, the information that's out there. And you can multitask. You can be sheltering in place at home. You can be quarantining. You can be whatever you want to refer to it as, and be doing yard work now as the weather is warming up. And just click on it and put an earpiece in or whatever you need to do. But the information is out there, and again, cannot recommend more highly what Dr. Gary Lindner is doing with his presentations, and those are happening constantly. Selfcare.hub. Is that the right website, Elaine?
No, it's selfcarehub.com.
Selfcarehub.com. And then there was one other thing I want to make sure that gets on the recording here, is that magneticleaders.com. Magneticleaders.com has some excellent tools, some excellent resources. And my new favorite, I'm waiting for it to come, is the not just the waterfall card, but the water card. Dave Johnson and his team redeveloped it, and I don't know if it was Ben. I don't know who did it, okay? But it's like a work by Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci, that all of the water information, all of the water products from Niken are on one card, just with some neat, really classy bullet points. You can drop it in the mail. You can hand it to people. And for 10 cents a piece, what a fantastic tool. And that's something that, Elaine, I know you do. I know we do. Leverage the tools. We don't have to become the human billboard. We are that, and when we use the products. But leverage a tool like this, putting it in somebody's hand, makes all the difference in the world. And again, magneticleaders.com is where you can order a package of 100 of them for $10. And if you don't think you're going to use 100, well, trust me, you will. It's okay. But think positively about that, man, who could I hand these to? Write your name or get a stamp or whatever it takes. I mail them all the time. They're fantastic. And just show people the information, because there's not any other water systems out there. not only in the price range, but for what Neekins does. So, anyhow, thank you again, Elaine, so very much.
Well, thank you, Vance. Appreciate you. You know that.
Yeah, well, it's mutual. And everybody have a great, fantastic rest of the weekend. And if there's anything that we can do on our part, don't hesitate to reach out to us and let us know. We'd be happy to serve. Thanks again.
Thank you.